Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P as we count down the days to the 2023 NFL Draft. One of the young men making their path towards that next level is the mountain of a man and a very versatile man as well. It's none other than Silas Janzi from Virginia Tech. He's well equipped to play anywhere along that offensive line, and he took part in the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl. We know that's a fabulous opportunity to showcase your skills in front of those NFL evaluators. But with that said, Silas, good morning, or I should say good afternoon. Welcome to the program. How's today treating you?
What's up, man? How you doing? Everything's going pretty good. Down here in Tampa, Florida, house athletes, working my butt off, just trying to get ready for the draft.
Fair enough, and that is the occupation that you're currently in. You got to wake up every day and grind. Before we get into the nooks and crannies of why you're a premier prospect in this upcoming draft, what's the last few months been like for you, just kind of waking up every day and going through the process of being the best you can be?
It's been a grind, definitely. Waking up probably around 6 in the morning, trying to get to the facility as early as I can, get some breakfast in, and then head to the field, do some field work, just trying to get faster and working on position work and stuff like that. And then right after that, heading back to the facilities and just doing, treatment work, physical training, just trying to get some, all the injuries and stuff that I've had over the years, just trying to get those stronger and, just trying to get better and then going through a lift. Not gonna lie, in the first couple weeks, them lifts were whooping my butt. Can't lie to you, but it's definitely gotten better. But I'm feeling good.
Awesome, and I'm glad to hear that. Now, you do bring a ton of versatility to the table. I mean, I think almost each year at Virginia Tech, you were kind of lining up somewhere, and not only lining up, as you know, I mean, you were having success at those positions. This last year you played left tackle. The year before, I believe you're at right. Then you played guard. Where do you feel most comfortable, and where do you think these teams see you at? If they're going to pick you specifically for one position, although you can play all of them, where do you think they see you at?
Shoot, man, I honestly don't know. I mean, I've gotten pretty good feedback, at pretty much every position. Some teams like me inside, some teams like me on the edge. So, I mean, I'm just going to have to get in where I fit in, I guess. But I'm pretty sure the coaches will make the right decision with that one.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm curious, just because we're so far in this process and I see so many variables on the internet. I've seen you as high as 6'6". I've seen you as short as 3'3". What is your height and weight right now?
I am 6'5.5", and I'm currently 325.
Wow, that's fantastic size, man. And, again, that's that God-given size. And you move so well. Have you always had that athleticism for your size? Have you always been the bigger kid but the more athletic one?
Kind of been my martial arts since I was a kid.
I'm curious, were you always on the line, or did it take some time before they moved you to the trenches? Did you have any time with the ball in your hand?
No, actually, I never played popcorn. I didn't start football until I got to high school my sophomore year.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Were you doing any sports in between there, Silas? I mean, do you have any other hobbies?
I didn't really start sports until middle school. I started, I tried to wrestle, and then I got suplexed, and I never went back. And then then I just played basketball, through middle school and then AAU and then all 4 years of high school.
Fair enough. Well, that's the last time you probably got suplexed. There ain't nobody suplexing you now at 6'5".
Yeah, that's the first and last time. I never looked back after that one.
I love it. Once again, Silas Jansy here on the C2P talking some NFL draft with this young man as he makes his path towards that next level and prepares for that 2023 NFL draft, April 27th through the 29th in Kansas City. When I say those words in your name and the draft, is it surreal? Can you believe it's kind of come to this point? Not that you doubted yourself, but you, can you believe you're probably so close to a childhood dream?
You know, it's honestly crazy. I remember, like, you know, in high school, you know, talking with some teammates. We used to talk about it all the time, just like, bro, we're going to be in the draft one day, and then going to college, and everything got a little closer. And senior year, I'm talking with some teammates who are definitely going to be in the draft themselves, going to be on an NFL roster. Like, we're right here. And it is definitely pretty surreal, but it's a great feeling.
Excellent. And there's a reason why you're here. You're a fabulous talent. In your own words, Silas, if these teams were breaking you down and you're in that film room with them and they're watching your tape, what do you think they're going to love about you? What do you bring to that O-line position where they're going to have you?
I'm going to bring a lot of athleticism, a lot of length. Probably, you know, I can personally, I like to say I'm very coachable. You know, if there's a mistake on the field, coach can pull me aside, tell me how to fix it, and it won't happen again. They're going to be getting a guy that's extremely versatile. He can play all four positions on the offensive line, and he can play the fifth if he needs to. So that's going to be the guy they're getting.
Excellent. How about this? Does anything go unnoticed? You could have been a team captain, a weight room warrior, a film junkie. Maybe some of the Hokies' offensive schemes didn't allow you to pull more, get upfield. I don't know. Is there anything else to help you fall in their good graces in case they're listening into this particular show?
Shoot, man, I would have loved to get a chance to pull a little more, you know, get myself out in space, show off my athleticism, and be able to be a lead blocker for whoever has the ball behind me.
Yeah. And as a big guy like yourself, those few opportunities I guess you had at Virginia Tech, how fun is it knowing that you get out in that open space and, you know, you get to just kind of engulf a defender in terms of a secondary guy or a linebacker?
Oh, I love it. I think that's definitely one of my favorite plays, just being able to pull and get to the perimeter and knowing whoever has the ball behind me wants to go score, I'm going to take them to the end zone. So that's definitely one of my favorite plays.
I love it. Now, you come across as I guess when do you become that ferocious interior guy that we see on the field? I mean, there has to be a moment where, you know, this calm, courteous young man that we're speaking to today becomes this ferocious, run blocker, physical pass blocker, and just kind of engulfs those guys.
Shoot, at least for games, it's definitely pregame. I usually have my music. I know on the bus rides, I used to listen to like a lot of calm music. There's some classical stuff in there, just keep my head in the right place. And then as we got closer to the facilities, I kind of just turned it up, you know, more and more hype stuff to get me going, and then. Once we got to the facilities and doing my own thing, getting ready, tape, getting dressed, putting the pads on and walking on the field, you know, I'm definitely, you know, had got all that hype stuff on me, plugging my earphones with that. And then usually once I heard NSN, man, that's when that monster usually came up.
So that is the hype song, Metallica's Enter Sandman. That's definitely a good one. I can't argue, Silas, in terms of getting the brain to kind of focus in on mastering the task at hand. Now, we've been talking football for almost 10 minutes, finding out all the things that you bring to the football table. How do you like to spend your off time? I mean, free time, not worrying about X's and O's or waking up every day training for this pro day and draft that you're preparing for. How do you just spend your time relishing in other avenues of your life?
Man, I'm asleep. I'm taking naps. I am catching some Z's, but not. But I usually spend my free time listening to music. I love finding different genres of music and exploring different avenues in that and finding different artists to listen to. So that's usually how I spend my free time.
Yeah, I agree with you. Good music's good music, and no matter what the genre is, if it's good, it's fun. I mean,
yeah.
I take pride in my own personal playlist. I mean, I'm sure you're as well. I mean,
yeah.
you know, I could go down any avenue. And one, as you mentioned, like, you know, Enter Sandman, there's so many songs that, you know, I get excited about that, you know, my wife kind of jokes around with me, like, well, how does that song get you motivated? I'm like, it does. I might not have the craziest beat, but nonetheless, it does that. Once again, Silas Janzi here on the C2P, breaking down some draft. If you folks ever miss any of these shows in their entirety, you know they're free and available, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast. You can find these free and available to listen to our featured guests this afternoon. We are almost out of time, and we appreciate you sharing some of your time. We know you're very busy in terms of pro day and getting prepared, as we mentioned at the top of the program. But we always like to end the show on a lighthearted note. We call them three and out. A few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
All right, let's do it.
All right. Now, could have been anybody on that Virginia Tech coaching staff, but what coach had the biggest pet peeve during practice? An absolute no-no. If you or your teammates caught doing it, Silas, you might catch a little hell.
Ooh. I could say my first couple of years with Coach Fuente's staff, hands on the knees. That was a big no-no. If you got caught with your hands on the knees and starting practice over.
I love it. How about this one? Now, usually the offensive line are the bigger guys on the team. With that being said, it could have been you or a teammate of the offensive line. Who was the biggest eater amongst the unit, and what was one of the craziest meals one of you guys have thrown down?
Probably the biggest eater. I have to say biggest eater I ever had was probably Lucita Smith. He's a guard center for the Cardinals right now. That dude he can definitely throw down, and he can definitely be a little gluttonous at the table.
Fair enough. And then the final one, kind of sticking to the topic of food, draft week, draft weekend, I assume you're going to be surrounded by family and friends awaiting to hear your name come off the board. Silas, who is the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have specifically made as you celebrate your next football journey?
Oh, that gotta be my mama. I gotta have some mac and cheese. I love when she makes my mom makes mashed potatoes a certain way, so that's definitely one of my favorite dishes when she wants to throw down. So definitely one of those two, and she'll probably some steak. I love that. So my dad, he's from Ghana, West Africa. So whenever he makes some jollof rice, I love him to bring that too. So I love
Ooh.
All that.
Oh, that's nice. That's a nice little spin on everything. Well, your mom and dad are both now on the clock to prepare you with some delicious meals, and you, my friend, are also on the 2023 NFL draft clock. Hey, continued success. We appreciate your time today. Stay humble, stay hungry, and we can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Silas Janzi, the standout Virginia Tech offensive lineman, and so well-equipped and well-versed in so many avenues of that offensive line. And I love how he said earlier in the program that, you know, teams gave him a lot of positive feedback, and he really doesn't know where they're going to envision him. He just has the ability to be a guard or play out on the edges and be those bookends for a team at the left or right end. And you can never, never not love a kid at 6'5", 325. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.